The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, I miss my thing, my cue, my whatever. That's because I'm sort of flying by the seat of my pants. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I have almost no plans. Well, I have some plans, but even those plans are vague. So I don't know. I don't know. Just hang loose. We'll assemble something worth listening to. I'm sure. I'm totally sure it's going to happen. I just don't know exactly what it is. Like, I don't even know what the next song is going to be. You'd figure I'd have the first song planned out, right? Not tonight. I better go and figure something out. Here, I'll see you in a minute, okay? Yeah, it's the Twang Trust. That's it. See you soon.
Alive. I took my my Chevy to the driving movies, hoping that it would not rain. Eddie Cochran sang the summertime blues again. Rock and roll.
A little pub rock action to start us off tonight with Dux Deluxe. And Daddy put the bomb. If you're wondering who it was that put the bomb in the bomb shooby dooby bomb, well, it was Daddy, of course. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. Yeah. I have yet to go to one of these record store listening parties. Have you gone to one yet? It's the new thing. There's a new thing going on in record stores these days, and it's listening parties for new records. I've yet to go. Usually you go and, you know, it's like the night before the album is officially released, and they'll let you buy it early. You know, like, I mean, we're talking hours. Like, I don't know how big a deal that is. But there's usually, like, fringe benefits. You know, they'll give away posters or something, and usually there's a draw for some sort of promo item, you know, whether it be a T-shirt or a tote bag or, you know, I don't know, a joy buzzer or a whistle. I don't know. They come up with weird things. But there's one coming up later this month I may have to check out. Courtney Barnett has a new record coming out. It's called Creature of Habit. And there's going to be a listening party for it at Argy's Records on St. Mary's on Thursday, March 26th. That's the night before it comes out officially on the 27th. And I don't know what they might give away, but I'm hoping for a tote bag. And if I win, I'm gonna send it to Michaela Davis. I don't know if you remember Michaela, but she's still around. She's doing find things. Bit of a deadhead these days, so it kind of serves her right. But when she played the folk festival about, I don't know, it was 10 years ago or something, it was the year I was working at the music tent, and Michaela had left, along with all her CD stock, she'd left this Courtney Barnett tote bag. And at some point over the weekend, somebody stole it. When she came back to get her CDs and stuff, she asked for the tote bag. And, yeah, it was nowhere to be found. And it was a tote bag for the first Courtney Barnett album, which is such a great record. And I thought, wow, had I seen that tote bag, I might have stolen it for myself. But I didn't. I didn't even see it. I didn't get the chance to steal it. But somebody did, and Michaela was a little upset. She was disappointed. I mean, she, you know, she didn't cause a fuss or anything, but, and I understand. So if I get a cool Courtney Barnett tote bag out of this deal, I may send it to Michaela. I don't know. But anyways, we can listen to a track from the new Courtney Barnett album. The album, like I said, is called Creature of Habit. This little ditty is called Mantis.
red cartoon. In an ill-fitting suit, grabbing women by the boot. That ain't the problem, it's just a distraction. For all the oligarchs getting in on the action. Democracy propped up by greed is unsustainable. Total control through fascism is attainable. Manufactured chaos with political theater. Influencing public consent through content creators. We're all outside, waiting in line. But they all done got in. Looking out the window, laughing at us, fighting each other. Yeah, cause that's how they win. Systematically dismantle it. Build your agenda. Sit back and admire it. Keep the peasants scraping by on minimum wages. Lock up all the minorities. Put the babies in cages. Anybody speaks out, you simply dismiss them. Now you have your very own head to run the system. But the loving is gone, it ain't the time of the season. How the hell are all these guys not in jail for treason? Well, the poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
this is Ben Nichols from Lucero, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Can you hear me? You can. Can't you? Hello. I can't hear myself. What's going on? Oh, I know why. I have the volume turned all the way down. That was brand new music from Taylor Jackson. Buzzcut. Yeah. You know, I used to love Taylor Jackson. And just the other day, I got all excited when I saw that she was poised to open for July Talk coming up soon. March 20th, Friday at the Jim Cale Theater. Yeah, that's a coup for Taylor. At least it was. Then I saw the very next show that July Talk does, and the six following that one, all opened by Juliana Riolino. So, yeah. Taylor Jackson. Who needs her? Well, we all do. Just kidding. I know. But we're that close to another Juliana Riolino show. But it ain't happening. It's just Ontario, I guess. Makes sense. Why does she want to come all the way out here? Oh, a little disappointing that. But still, Taylor Jackson, wasn't that great? Loved that one. Buzz cut. Before that, speaking of loving something, we heard a cut from the brand new Sturgill Simpson album. Well, I guess not. I guess it's a Johnny Blue Skies album. Same guy, different name, you know his thing, right? Johnny Blue Skies, the new record is called Mutiny After Midnight. And he's in cantankerous mode again. Old Sturge, he's putting this record out. He said he was only putting it out in physical media, coming out on CD and vinyl. Is it next weekend, I guess? But then, or the weekend after that, I think. And then, like 2 weeks early, he went and put the whole thing up on YouTube. And you can go listen to it for free. But apparently it's not going to hit the streaming services. No. It's like you get a crappy sounding YouTube version, or you got to buy the damn thing. And you can hit it on the desk table. Yeah, so good for him, I'd say. And it's like a dance album. It's this great funk dance jam groove deal. And we heard a cut from it. In fact, we heard the very last cut called... What was it called? It's called Ain't That a Bitch. Yeah. And before that, we heard something brand new from the upcoming Courtney Barnett album called Creature of Habit. Little ditty called Mantis. Still have very fond memories of seeing Courtney Barnett at the Winnipeg Folk Festival about a kajillion years ago. And the Folk Festival lineup drops tomorrow. Have you heard? It's true. Yeah, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. We'll find out who's going to be at Birds Hill Park this summer. And we'll talk more about that and offer some predictions and such a little later in the show. Yeah. But first, here's what I've been listening to all day for a couple of days now. I was hep to this outfit by our old pal Keith, who recommended I check out Australian duo Hines. Are you hep to the Hines kids? Well, you should be. I wasn't, and now I'm glad I am. And we're going to hear a few cuts from this combo. They started off life as an actual band, and they're still in band form, but it's basically the two main ladies in the outfit. I guess they got fed up with their rhythm section and, you know, being diplomatic about stuff and kicked them to the curb, and they just hire whatever flunkies they need at any given time, which, you know, I can understand that. That's fine. But I don't know. What do you want to call it? They're a rock and roll band. They delve into all kinds of little things, though. They're a pop band, they're a rock band, they're a little bit of everything. And even more so when you dig deep. They were on an episode a while back of Track Star. Are you hep to the Track Star? I love the Track Star. There's a great episode with Hines where they, you know, they do, if you don't know the show, it's like an online show, but it's like a game show where, you know, some, it's not always musicians, but more often than not it is. And the host puts a playlist together and the contestant has to name the artist that they're listening to. And then it's like Double or Nothing, and they can make a bunch of money and they give it to a charity. Or they go foolishly spend it themselves, I guess. I don't know if that's an option or not. Sometimes it seems it is, but I think it all goes to charity, as it should. And, of course, Hines did pretty good. And their favorite song of the whole episode, You'll Be Surprised. I'll just put it that way. And we'll hear that after we hear a cut from their most recent album called Viva Hines. If I can find it. Oh, look, I just pulled it out of the wall. Okay, go away. Go away. Oh, where is it? Here it is. Here it is. It's coming up soon. Yeah, from their most recent album, Viva Hines. This is a little number called Superstar.
Yeah. was I mean,
did we achieve the level that you guys wanted?
You're at the top level. Yeah, you're at the top level.
Uno más.
Uno más.
For $640.
Hey, Charlie Kraken! Charlie Kraken! Did we're rich when it comes to bad luck. I've got perfect timing.
All the stars just align.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Yeah, yeah. Me in trouble.
Yes.
We're all friends.
Very good friends.
We understand each other fine.
Come on,
because
come on,
it's hard luck and circumstances that brought me here. And if they hang around much longer, I'd likely disappear.
Come on, crazy piano, Daliana. Y ahora viene el mi menor. Y ahora viene el la.
No me distraigas, cambiado.
Te lo estoy diciendo bien, idiota.
$640 donation to your charity of choice.
Ali Collation.
Ali Collation. Sorry, the terms in English are hard.
Coalition.
Yeah. €1 of every ticket,
every ticket goes to them.
To them.
So you guys have already been donating all this. Okay, so we're going to donate more.
If I say viva.
go. Heinz covering the Head Coats there with Davy Crockett. Related to one of their faves, Charlie Crockett, allegedly. Yep, that was Heinz covering Charlie Crockett's Hard Luck and Circumstances live on the Trackstar show. Crazy, that. Who'd have thunk Heinz would be big Charlie Crockett fans, but they are. And from their most recent album, Viva Heinz, we heard Superstar. So, yeah, Charlie Crockett, he was supposed to be here. Like the other day. And he didn't, because he couldn't make it across the border. Know why? Well, if you don't, listen to the lyrics of this song from his album, $10 Cowboy. This song is called Good at Losing.
They laughed at me in New York City, called me a fool in L.A. I dived in Nashville, saw me coming. Besides the bar, folks working late. Played every room in the state of Texas. All the ones in California, too. So many nights I can't remember. Maybe I played a song for you. Left San Francisco in a hurry. They ran me out of Fort Worth town. Been to the bottom of New Orleans. Them river boats make a lonesome sound. Lawmen they caught me in Virginia. No need to tell you what I've done. Make sure you get your act together before you roll up 81. I've seen the other side of Dallas, trying to climb up to the top. One thing I know about that city, man, the hustle never stops. That's how I got real good at losing, wasting precious time. Those folks who talk about me have never lived no life like mine. They laughed at me in New York City, called me a fool in L.A. I dived in Nashville, saw me coming. Besides the bar, folks working late. least I can tell. The world's gone to hell, we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, you keep your pills, cause it's all the way to pot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot.
Mexico, laid in the hot joints, taking the pills, and walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Oh, Mr. Johnny Cash, live at Folsom Prison with Cocaine Blues. Charlie Crockett was never that bad. No, he stuck strictly to selling pot. So, but that's why he couldn't cross the border. And I'm sure the road manager got an earful from Charlie, because that's the kind of thing you can work around. It's like, I mean, it happened ages ago, years and years before he even had a recording contract, for Pete's sake. And he's been here a few times already. So, yeah, the kind of thing that shouldn't be an issue, but if you're not on top of it, it certainly can be. Some disappointed folks out there, for sure. We also heard, speaking of pot, It's All Going to Pot with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Yes, indeed. From their album Django and Jimmy. And we started off with Charlie Crockett and Good at Losing from the $10 Cowboy album. So, what's next? Currently, out on tour, William Prince and Boy Golden. Yes, they're the two of them with their respective bands, ripping up the entirety of North America right now, somewhere. And they're working their way home towards the end of April. And the entire tour, Boy Golden is opening up for his pal William Prince, which makes all good sense, considered that the boy produced the new William Prince album Further From the Country. One problem, though, I was all excited about it, and I didn't actually buy a ticket when it went on sale. I forgot about it and missed out, and then I was like, oh, geez, it's going to be such a great show, see both those acts together, back to back. And then I realized the tour ends in Winnipeg April 25th, which is actually a couple weeks after the show. Before, you know, the road part of the tour ends a little earlier, and then they come home and have a rest, and then they play the concert hall. But that show without Boy Golden, I know a few people were a little annoyed at that, but Dominique Adams is opening, and nothing wrong with her at all, but, you know, when you had your heart set on something, what are you going to do? Anyways, there's a song on the new William Prince album, Further From the Country, that just came out in a slightly different version. And that slightly different version is one we're going to listen to right about now, I'd say. As soon as I press the requisite buttons here. Flowers on the Dash is the name of the song. William sings it all by himself on the album and does a fine job. But on this fancy new version, we hear somebody from way down under. And by the way, before I say down under again, I think I told you earlier that Heinz was from Australia. They're not. Clearly, if you were paying attention, they were Spanish. They're actually from Madrid. So, yeah, I should be a Republican politician, I think. But anyways, this fancy new version of Flowers on the Dash featuring somebody who's usually hanging out down under, but she used to hang out all the way up here with her family. Once upon a time, Her name is Tammy Nielsen.
Well, there's flowers on the dash, cause she don't want them. Now I'm driving all alone back to Chatham. Rode up with my blue.